This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has placed a TFR in effect for the area around Cape Canaveral in preparation for the launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis on Friday. It takes effect at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Gamma's first quarter report shows the general aviation industry has slowed its fall, but Pete Bunt says it's, quote, far from a recovery, unquote. Spirit Airlines pilots rejected the National Mediation Board's proffer of arbitration last week, triggering the start of a 30-day cooling-off period, which could be followed by a strike if no contract agreement is reached in the meantime with the company. Boeing reports that its mechanics last week began construction of the first 747-8 Intercontinental at its plant in Everett, Washington. Northrop Grumman and Bell Helicopters say they'll be ready to enter an anticipated Navy competition next year with an unmanned variant of the Bell 407, expected to make its first flight by the end of this year. Scott D. Anderson, one of the lead test pilots during development of the Cirrus SR-20, has been inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame. He died when his SR-20 test aircraft went down in 1999. NASA has selected 25 graduate and undergrad students to intern with NASA researchers and work on projects to efficiently manage air traffic, improve safety, and reduce noise and emissions. Centurion Aircraft Engines says the engine formerly known as the T-Alert 2.0 can now be operated all the way to TBR without being shipped to the factory for inspection at 1,200 hours. And rain scuttled the final competition at the Red Bull races this past weekend in Rio. Hans Arc of Austria was declared the winner of the season's third event based on qualifying position. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Audrey Kohler, manager of the Team America Rocketry Challenge, about this weekend's national finals near Washington, D.C. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.